Okay, we start Siman Zayin today. We go to Mi Roy Lodain. Who can be a judge? That's what the Siman is about. It's talking about it in Bez and Shal Yisrael.
We know the other one.
Psula Machmas Sin of a Kurva. Okay. Kraivim is a hard sugya, but it's not this week. Oh, so let's see. It's interesting where it begins. It begins with a ger. With a ger being kasha. Someone in yeshiva who both parents are gerim. They said, oh, both parents are gerim. Look, Abi Eben Ezer, you have it in ger also. He said, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is only for a woman who both parents are gerim. She has it in a geiris and she can't marry a kayin. For him, what's a nafkamina?
He can't be a
Mela. What? He could marry a Mamzeres, okay. Or if he marries a Geiris, then his daughter won't be able to marry a Kain. Right? Because the limitations of Geiris only go through down if both parents are Geirim. Not if one. Okay, which has a somewhat of a shaykhis to hear. Before we start, I just want to give you a small short hagdama. There are two psulim that are discussed regarding being a dayan. One is the psul to be a dayan, which there are rules who could be a dayan, who can't be a dayan, which we're going to learn about. In regard to Siman Aleph and Sif Hey, there's a separate gzeres hakasav of Saim Tosim Alech HaMelech. The Gzeres HaKosov, that when you appoint a king, it has to be someone, it has to be a Jew who's the descendant of a Jew. It's also Memayit, the Rambam says it's also Memayit Noshim, that women are not kosher for it to be a melech. Now, the Gemara darshes from Saim Tosim, the double Lashon, Saim Tosim, Kol Mesima Sha'atameisim, any appointment that you make is not allowed to be, is limited to not to be a ger, and again, like the Rambam or an Isha. Now, what's a Sima? A Sima has to be Sarara. Somebody has control over people. So, it doesn't include only a king, anybody who could compel, who could be Kaifa people. I think the Gemara says even the person in charge of the waterworks, called Reish Nara, even the person in charge of the waterworks gives out the water, also is not allowed to be. There's a very amusing tshuva in the Rajba, if I recall correctly. The Rajba is a shaila, if you appoint a shatz, it doesn't mean what we do now, you just have someone go over to the army. In the world of Kehilais, there was an official shatz, somebody who was the official chazan, I think they still have it that way in Breuers, that there's a shatz. He has the right to, and the job of being the shatz. So they asked the Rajba if being a shatz is appointment of Srara or just abdus. You know, you gotta do something as Srara. So he writes, that since the Shliach Tzibur could keep people in shul as long as he wants, it's a position of Sarara. It's very funny. He can keep them there, he can just keep on going. So it's a position of Sarara. You have control over the people. So it's limited to not being a ger. A ger can down for the army, but it means to be in a position of official Sarara. Okay, but so there are the two separate, things. Now, there's a very big nafkamina between them. We're going to learn about this now. Let's say there's some people who are possible to be a dayan. It's a psalagof, a kariv, or a possible, somebody who was over on a leisa say b'mezid, is possible. Anybody who's over, even on a lavshish by malchus, is possible to be a eder a dayan, or an isrish of a mammon. He stole, he did some averish of a mammon.
Is it mammonos, the dayan of three?
Right, he's supposed to be a dayan. But, nemun olayaba, if you're makabal, if the people say we're makabal, So that's good enough. So people can be makabel whatever they want. They makabel even a relative to be a dayan. However, pashtus fasima v'saim tasim, it's a lav. Saim tasim, it's a lav of Abba Chalasei. I think it's maybe a lav in the end of the pasuk. Saim tasim v'lachamelech. I remember the rest of the. It says somebody is not leisuchal lasim alecha. So there's a lav. Pasha should not help if people are makabel on themselves. Okay, we're makabel such a person to be a melech. It doesn't help because that's a lav in the Torah. And of course, it's talking that you're willing to. So it's still an issue. Say it again.
The king.
Oh, by Agrippas. By Agrippas, they said, "Don't be afraid, achicha." They were punished. They were being chaynif him. You see, there was it was slightly different. There was a shaila of shvuya. Probably this is rabbanan. His mother had been a shvuya, and that's sold rabbanan for yichus. But what? Oh, so everyone asks here. I want to, it's not sefalof. We'll talk about Shadav Tai in a minute. Okay?
Is there any difference between someone who's puzzled as a dayan in this particular case as a karov, or someone who whose monetary stole whatever he's puzzled?
No, it says karov a puzzle. Yeah, a person can be makabel on himself. Now I'm going to lie, Roye Baka. Roye Baka considered psulim, so it helps. It helps him makabel. So karav apostle also be makabel. This a sima should apply. Now that's where sifalif gets complicated. Let's first learn sifalif. We're talking about dina mamunis now, right? Dina first. Okay. So let's learn sifalif. Mi bezin shel gimel shoya echad mehen ger. One of them is a ger. He's a full fledged Jew, but he's a convert. Hari is apostle ladoin li Yisrael. He can't be a dayan for yidden. Elam kein hoseimai. In parentheses, it says oyaviv mi Yisrael, unless his mother was a Jew. Now the words oyaviv are perplexing. Now look at the words before we talk about dayanis. It says he can't be a ger, can't be a dayan unless his mother was a Jew or his father was a Jew. If his father was a Jew, then and his mother was not. Then he's a guy.
But the Rav said, I believe maybe a Rav Moshe that said that if your father was a Jew, you should be encouraged to convert.
Yeah, but it doesn't really help here because here, a Yoviv doesn't make sense. So if you go back to the Taisvis that this comes from.
He says, his mother is Israel, was he again?
If his mother is Israel, even if his father is a Ger, it doesn't pass to him. It means he has a yichus, I guess, or the ger, I guess. If his mother's a yid, he has the yichus of a ger. Now, if both parents are gerim, so he's born as a Jew, but when pashtus is possible, that's called hirasei v'leidasei b'kedusha. B'kivega is going to talk about it. Is it here on the other side? Okay, we'll see in a second. But, so the ayavi by itself wouldn't make sense. If you go back to the Taisvis says it means the father's a Jew and the mother's a Geiris. The mother's a Geiris and the father's a Jew. So, from his mother's side, he has the Yichus of a Ger, but from his father's side, not.
So he
has really everything, but he's missing, he has the Yichus of a Ger. The Yichus of Eger. Rabbi Kiveger, if you look at the side where it says Simon Zayin, Rabbi Chidush, Rabbi Kiveger, there's the Besida V'imai Giyairis. Will be Imai Mi Yisrael, Afila Aviv Nachri. And we said a line before Imai Yisrael is good, even if Aviv is Nachri, then it's also kosher. So, reading the Mechaber, Eger is Pasal Adil Yisrael, Elam Kei say Imai, if his mother was Yisrael, even if his father was a guy. Like Mari Bar Rachel. Mari Bar Rachel was the grandson of Shmuel, I believe. Shmuel's daughter, somebody, a guy was Mizana with Shmuel's daughter, and she had a child named Mari. That's where the Jewish name Mari comes from. Remember, he stole 102 vases, and remember? Who doesn't remember the stealing 102 vases in 1 year? No, Murray Wills. You don't remember Murray Wills? A bunch of Amaratsim here, I can't understand it. No. Okay. I can't believe it. But anyway, coming back to here, so Murray Barachel, actually, his father, his biological father was Megayer, and his name was Isser. Isser Geira was Shmuel's, eventually his son-in-law after he was Megayer. So this Murray Barachel, whose father was a guy, and mother was a regular Jew, is Kasher L'Adayin. And Aviv Miyisrael, even if his mother is a Geiris, is also Kasher L'Adayin. So according to what it says here, including the parentheses, which is presumably the Ramah, the only psul ger that goes down to the next generation is if both father and mother are gerim, then the child gets a shame ger. He's a born Jew, but he gets the dinim of a ger. We had that lahalacha in Eben Ezer, like the Rambam Shita that we passed in like, that if the mother and father are gerim, then the child has a din ger legabe marrying a kayim. Returning to the din of psoledis, so what does it say here on the page? That a ger can't be a dayan, and there's one exception: the ger don eschaveri hager afal pishenim im Yisrael. A ger could be dan another ger, so one ger could be dan other gerim, but he can't be dan Yisrael. Now here we have a machloikis in the Sfan Ishach. Is this the ger lahalacha for us at all? In our country, in our time, nobody can compel edus. Nobody can compel a din Torah. Today, every din Torah is done with the Kabbalah of the two sides. We don't have the power to force people to a din Torah. So in our time, can you use a ger on a bezdin? The question being, when we say a ger, sa'im tasim alecha melech, a ger is possible, is that psul only for kfiyah, to force the Jews to come to a din Torah? But if you're makabel, it's good, or not? So if you look in the sma, first let's go sma aleph, pasul ladain, pirish v'dinei maminis, yafina lamidik siv, okay, the sma, on the first side, of Siman Zayin. On the bottom of the page, Siman Zayin, Aleph, Pasul Ladin, Pirish V'din Imamnit, Yafin Olam Ediksiv, Saim Tasim Alecha Melech, Mikerev Achecha, Mikef Aloshin, Saim Tasim, the double Loshin of Sima, Dashinan. Even though the Pasuk is talking about a king, but we Dashin, call Sima, Sha'ata Mesim, Yedavka Mei Achecha. Any appointment you make has to be Davka, your brother, who De'afuke, ale'afuke ger, ve'afilu zera zaram de ger osa b'chosimais. And even a descendant of a ger is osa, v'chein kosa rama, and perakabalus malachem, ayin sham, and udafka olecha. So I'm tossing malacha ger, av a ger ager chavei roi le miyatekra. All right, so that's good. Okay, for Gabe. Okay. So as long as that both parents are gerim, it keeps on going. There's no limit. Yeah, until you have a ger who marries a non-ger, then it changes. So we'll talk about Shammai and Naphtali in a minute. Okay, yeah. With the Ayaviv? I don't know. The Ayaviv is a Taisvis, which Mechaber doesn't always follow. So I'm not sure. Now go to Tisma Dalid. bottom line, and this is where we have a machlekes, the Darkei Moshe and the Sma. The Ger Donis Chaveri, Ayin Darkei Moshe Shkosav Al Zez El Shaina. B'Mordechai Perak Mitzvah Chalitza Mashma. Rahainu Dafka Beloi Kefia. The Hainu Dafka Beloi Kefia. When could a Ger be done Chaveri Ger? Only without Kefia. Umashmoy Zeloi Mitzasi Sham B'Mordechai. Says, I look for the Mordechai. Now, Dr. Moshe B'Shem Mordechai says that a ger could be done a ger chavei roi b'loi kfiya, if he's willing. Now, that's mashma. A ger cannot be done a regular Yisrael, even if he's willing, even b'loi kfiya, which would mean that b'zman hazeh, according to Dr. Moshe, our batei dinim cannot have gerim, even though they accept him. Umashua is the Eloi Matsasi Shamba Mordechai. He said, I looked at Mordechai, I didn't see it. Vaharash, I see the Rosh, Gam, Biordes, the Sibi Rei Sabbath Tess, Pasuk Shabbahed, yeah. Excuse me, that Philobic Fia Mutter, that Ger could be Kaifa a second Ger, there in Hilchas Geris. Matalodoin Ger Chaveirai. Ubulaik Fia Mutalodin Afili Yisrael, come across the Prisha. So the Sma argues. Now, what's again to us mostly is not the primary thing they're arguing about, which is that a ger could be done in other ger b'kfiya, but whether a ger could be done a regular Yisrael b'loi kfiya. In other words, in our bate din, and we accept it willingly, is it okay to have a ger? And you say, if you accept it willingly, what's the problem? So the answer is, Sain Tassim Alech HaMelech is an Isser. So it's a little difficult to understand that if you do it willingly, that you could do it. How does that work exactly? If you're doing it willingly, you could do it. So this is a machlaikis, the Darkei Moshe and the Sma. The Shach agrees with the Sma, and you don't have to turn back on this side. Second side of Siman Zayin, if you look at the Shach, you pick up the Shach where it's here. Mutu lo de chaver, v'lay kfiya, mutu lo de nafili Yisrael. Ken koso asma. So he agrees, and the Sivis agrees. The Ktsais writes that the Sma says, I couldn't find this Mordechai. He says, not a Mordechai, it's a Hagos Mordechai. And it's there. He says, afal pikei, and he agrees with the Sma. Which would mean that that it's a gab is about as that you can't be kaifa a even blakefia a ger should not be done a yid that's born a yid. So this is the bottom line. We have Dakar Maisha Shita and then the smash shach the sivis size all agree that saitasa means you can't do it even willingly to accept a ger over Yisrael.
That's going to be it. If he does go and dance.
The question is, what's the din b'di'evet? B'di'evet, what's he paskin? So, okay, so try to find someone who says b'feirish, what's the din b'di'evet? Now, it's a bit complicated. What the Tumim says, this depends on, is like this. There are two psulim. One is a psul dayan. Psul dayan, we said, you can be makabel if you want. There's the psul of sain tosim, which is an aver in the Torah. So you can't say, I'm willing. You're not willing to do what? Except sarara on you. If two sides go to a ger, and they say, look, we're not allowed to accept your sarara, we give you no authority, but we know you're a talmid chacham, you tell us what you hold, and on our own, we plan to follow you. You can't force us, on our own. Then there should be nothing wrong. Because you can ask a shayla, you can ask a basal b'cholav shayla to a ger, that's not a shayla. So the question is, whether with accepting b'di'evet is it good? Well, b'di'evet, if there's no kfiyah, if both sides say, well, listen to what you say, and the ger says something, of course it works. Both sides agree to it. Now,
the Nesivos and the Ketos, they would probably learn it as some Tassim as a Zeres HaKasav, right?
And that's the Pashtus of it, why?
So the other side, how did they
how the Darkei Moshe learns. I don't know, it's something of a kasha. The Rav Tum is not to me on the Darkei Moshe. If he means it. If he doesn't kfiya, you mean?
No, without kfiya.
No, without kfiya, there's nothing wrong. Seif Tosav is a position of kfiya, of position that we have of Srara. Srara is that you can control them. So, I mean, maybe if it's the threat that we control you, it would maybe it would be taka different. Well, once he, if he paid without kfiya, so it's very hard to take the money back. Oh, so you may be right. You asked, what's pshat in Darkei Moshe? So it's funny, Lashon, though, slightly different what you said. In the Tumim, he says that Darkei Moshe says, if you're Mekabel, you could take a ger to be a judge. He says, but you could back out even right before the Gemara Din. So you get a feeling of which way it's going, and it didn't die. So he says you could back out because there's no kfiya. He doesn't say you could back out after the Gemara Din. I'm not sure why, but he says you could back out right before the Gemara Din. That's the answer to that question. Now, what's fascinating is that some of you picked up on it, the friend picked up on it, the kasha from Shmaya Naftalian. Shmaya Naftalian, the Rambam says in his Akdama, what Gerim. And I copied down the Lashon of the Noi Yehuda. Noi Yehuda writes, he has a Derish Letzi, and he has his drushes. The drushes of Amaldik and Gedali Yisrael used to be a Shtot Rav spoke twice. He spoke Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol. That doesn't mean that people got off the hook without speeches. There was a Darshan, they called a Magid of the city, and he Darshaned all the time. The Rav was supposed to sit and learn. So he dashed it twice a year. Now you look at the Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah drushes of people like the Noi Yehuda, not our style today. It was Pulpulim. Even Ramesh, when he gave his Shabbos Shuvah drusha, you had to be a big Talmud Chacham to follow. They were Pulpulim. They were Shtikla Torah. So the Drush Gimel, at the end of Drush Gimel, the Noi Yehuda writes, Hayisi Nival Al Amareh. Listen, you see Nival al Amara. I'm so troubled on what I see. Shalaniskarazu, he means the Kashrim Shmaya Naftalian. The Shmaya Naftalian, how did they judge? They were Gerim. They were Gerim. The Rambam says they were actual Gerim. What? What about Daiga Daibi? If that's true, then it'll be the same thing. So let me just say, Yisi Nivel Al Amara, Shloi Nisker Ezu B'Shum Paisik, V'Loi B'Babli B'Yerushalmi, Acha Hashem Her Einai, U'Mitzas Yizu K'Kush Ezu B'Knesset Zagdaila. He says he found the Kasha in the Knesset Zagdaila, and the Knesset Zagdaila says that he has an Arichus, he struggles, but Hashmai and Aftalian were Shmaya Naftalian were Nasi and Abezdin. All the Zugais in the first parak of Avis were Nasi and Abezdin. I think one was reversed, one was Abezdin and Nasi. But they all had positions of Srara, they had positions of control. So he's Matzmiya how they were Nasi and Abezdin. And the Knesset HaGadol writes that maybe Kiblu Aleim. They were Makabal. They were Makabal, which fits with the Sma and the Shach. Doesn't fit with the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says Kiblu Aleim doesn't help. Now, both the Tumim and the Noi Yehuda Matmiya on this terrace. The Tumim is Matmiya. What do you mean Kiblu Aleim? It says, for example, Tavaira was a shifetes. A woman is possible to be a dayan. So Taisvis has two truths. One sheet in Taisvis is that a woman is kosher to be a dayan, which we'll get to in Sifei. But the other sheet he answers is kiblu alayu. They were makabel nemar alay abba. You can say nemar alay isha. So sprekta tumen dira makes sense. What's it in Torah? It's two individuals, could be three or four individuals. They're makabel. But nasi and avezdin, you have to get klal yisrael to be makabel. What does it mean? Kiblu alayu. They made a whole klal yisrael. I saw they got everybody together. He says it's not mistaver. That's the tumim's kasha. Now the Yehuda is a starker kasha. Now Yehuda says we're talking about a psul of saintosim alechom melech. It's an iser. Why does it help kiblu alayu? Kiblu alayu doesn't help. Saintosim alechom melech means even if everybody's willing to be mekabel, someone is a melech. It's an aver in the Torah. You're not allowed to be mekabel saintosim alechom melech. So what does it mean kiblu alayu? A Narsi and an Abezdin, it's one thing to say, I'll listen to your psak and the entire. It's another thing to give a position of Sarara. And therefore, they're matmiya on the terrace of the Knesset Gdaila. So it needs a terrace. What? Narsi directly from Beis Rebbe? Beis David. Often it was some based of it. I don't think it was exclusively. Obviously not. Shmei Naftali were not from based of it. Okay. So at any rate, Nabi Yehuda has a teretz which passes for a drasha. You know, you can hear him saying the drasha. He says, okay, Shmei Naftali came from whom? From which Goyim? So the Gemara says, Mebnei Banav Shel Sancherev were Lam de Taira, Mihaim Shvaya Bavtali. Sancherev is Ashur. Ashur is the Seres HaShvatim. The Seres HaShvatim went to Golos through Ashur, through Sancherev Taka. They went. So he says the Rishayim Adan that if you marry a guy from a guy or a gaya from Ashur, it should be a Suffolk Yehudi, a Suffolk Eshesish, because there's a taruvis of Jews and Goyim. There's some Jews mixed in with the Goyim that don't know they're Jews. So called the parish, Meruba parish. If somebody from Ashur comes to Eretz Yisrael, call the parish, Meruba parish, so he's a guy. But call Kavua, Kemech Tzal Mechzadami. Gemara says, what's called Kavua? Kavua is if you go to his house. If a man goes to a woman's house in Mizana, the woman is Kavua. Oh, good. Okay, 1 second. So we should him ask that it should be that Kokova Mesabesadami, it should always be a suffocatious ish in Ashur, because Kol Kavua. Now, Taisa Shita is that Kavua is only when it's Nikr B'Makaymai. And once they're mixed in, there's no Nikr B'Makaymai anymore. And that's not called Kavua. So according to Taisa Shita, it's good. But other Rishayim, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Nikr B'Makaymai. So the Kasha comes back. So the Noida Behuda says that Shmai and Aftalia were Kavua. And there was Safik, Gerim, Safik from the Aseres HaShvatim. I Chazal say, Mibnei Bona Shos Cherev, I don't know. And since it was a Kavua, so once they were appointed, the appointment took hold. Because, it's called Kavua Kamech Tzal Mechzadami. I mean, I don't know why it's not Safik Dereisa. But that's his Shtikl Torah. He says the Fiamis, they were from the Bnei Seres Hashvat.
It should be the same thing for Rome. It should be the same thing for the second Zionist.
Well, this has to no do with Rome. It has to do with the whole United States, unfortunately. The whole United States has Jews that don't know if they're Jews. What? Well, we don't know where in the world they were, but not sure we know they were. Anyway, this is Shtukl Torah in the Noi Yehuda. Whether he meant it La'locha, I don't know. But it comes out, the Kasher Shmaya Naftalian has a teretz according to the Sman Deshach. The Kibbul Olaya works. As Noi Yehuda's Kasher, it should be in the same Tosim, I don't know. Maybe the Noi Yehuda helps for the Kasher. Then the same Tosim, the Sarara takes effect because of Kemetza Metza, maybe. That's what we're talking about. We're talking when the Makabal is still being Isser of Saim Tosim, that right, that's what he's asking. Knesset Gdolah says they were Makabal. He's asking, but if it's an Aveir of Saim Tosim Alech HaMelech, it shouldn't help the appointment. So, alright, this is the Shtukl Torah Shmai of Avtalian, and, yeah.
Why were they called
Gerim?
They wanted to appoint them
like they were Gerim. Pashtus, they were Gerim. This is all, yeah. I'll be Pilpul, maybe they weren't, but I'll be Nigla, they were.
I think the
Lushan Alamman
is
B'nai Gerim. They didn't
know.
Shmein of Talion?
Yeah.
They bring, yeah, they quote the Rambam in Zagdoma that they were Gerim Amish. So,
the only problem is they had an accent. You could see it. They didn't pronounce certain things properly,
so it's a riot, but they were Mamish. Okay. It all, it's actually a little more complicated. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on Tefta Zayin that really talks about this. Gemara is a concept, Leizazu Mishamat Shasam Gayim Gerurim. Gemara said they made a takana on those that were mixed in, that they're Gayim, which itself, it's a complicated topic. How can you make someone goyim? Mashal, the mashal on the sugi in the back argue what it means. So anyway, this is all part of the pilpul of the Noi Yehuda, which I don't know how satisfying it is. So the kasha seems to stand.
So
what?
People have to accept.
100% have to accept? I don't know. Is anybody accepted by 100%? Maybe Rive is good, but you need Rive of everybody. So, okay. Even the Bati Dinim don't agree. Usually, most decisions are split decisions, right? So, well, Nasi and Abezdin have powers of kfiya. So that's really, it's a kasha. The people going accept, so that's good. If two people go and they accept the psak, that could be binding. Well, you can't, it's hard to accept on behalf of everybody. Unless they authorize you to accept on behalf. It's a little tricky. No, it could be. Just when we talk about same toss, if it comes to mind, I'll deal with the Pratim when we get to Sifhei. Nigris Maisha, he wrote a tshuva about a woman whose husband was in the kashrus business and died. So she wanted to take over the business. And that was her parnasa. So the Rav, who she is, asked the Shaila, if he says Nemonis, a woman certainly believed on Isurim. Echadam Isurim, learn from it. What about Sarara? So he has a tshuva about a woman being excluded from Sarara, and we'll get to that. But I wanted to point out to you the Anivus of Rav Moshe. There was a Rav Meir Amzel. If you remember, he had the shul on 18th and 50th Street. So he was somebody, he published a journal called Hamar. And he was a big kanoi, he was a big Talmid Chacham. There's a kanoi, and especially when it came to Rav Moshe, he was a big kanoi. All those that were kanoim against Rav Moshe struggled to be matzliach, except the Satmar Rebbe. He was the only one that... but he never spoke against Rav Moshe personally. But anyway, so he said that to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that it doesn't say anywhere in the Rambam that there's a psul for a woman to have sarara. There's an assumption, but it doesn't say in the Rambam. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch is mashma. So, Mashakasa Kvaida. So this, Rabbi Amzal wrote to Rabbi Moshe, that how can he publicize such a tshuva? He says, Mitzat tshuvasi shekshesi ala Rambam. Oh, forget, the Rambam does pass on Noshim. And Rabbi Moshe wrote, Lo yadua li bani makar ledvarav. I said it wrong. The Rambam paskins the pasul Noshim. Rabbi Moshe writes, there's no makar and shas for it. What? When at any rate, so Zuck, so this person wrote to Rav Moshe, Yetze Michshol, Shiyimnu Nashim, the president of Medinas Yisrael. He meant Golda Meir. That Golda Meir is going to be president of Medinas Yisrael. You say there's no Issa Sarara. So now she'll become president of Medinas Yisrael. That's what he wrote to Rav Moshe. How can you write that? So Rav Moshe writes a very long tshuva back to him. And, he writes, among other things, that Medinas Yisrael doesn't ask me. And if they ask me, I'll tell them, a Machal Shabbos is not allowed to have a position of Sarara. A man or a woman is not allowed to have a position of Sarara. But the fact that he published it, and with such a nivus, and I remember it because of that. I remember he has an Arichas on the Sarara of Nashim, which is Sifei. It's in Yeridaya Beis, and it's two tshuvas. In Mem Zayin and Mem Ches, Mem Dalin and Mem Hay, the lately recent prints, the Hay and Ches look the same. You ever notice? Since I turned about 60, I can't tell this in Hay and Ches is in the new print in all the prints, the same way. Hay and Ches look the same. Okay. Golda Meir and who? They had a strained relationship. I didn't know they had a relationship at all. What, there was friction between them? Okay. Alright, Sif Beis. Oh wait, Sif Beis. Okay, Mamzer, I feel a shlosh to Mamzerim Haleilu Kesherim Ladai. A Mamzer is kosher to be a dayin lakol. The Mishnah says Hakol Kesherim Ladai. Hakol asuye mai, asuye mamzer. A mamzer is kosher to be a dayan. V'chein im hoya echa meyem suma b'achas meyenov kosher. Someone who's blind in one eye is also kosher to be a dayan. Aval asuma b'shtei einov pasul. Someone who's blind, not chashuk kameis, counts the minion. Asuma b'shtei einov is pasul. Why? So again, we have chalukei deis here. Mamzer is no machlaikis, but Suma b'shteyenov, there are two shittas in the Sma. Now take a look at the Sma. Sma Zayin. No, they're two totally separate things. A Mamzer is kosher. Separately, anybody who's a Mamzer, who's a Suma, they're two different dinim stuck into one sieve. It's just like a mamzer is kasher, so too suma b'achas mi'enav is kasher. The same sugya in the Gemara, so he brings it together. Just like a mamzer is kasher, suma b'achas mi'enav is also kasher. Then he is, but suma b'shteyenav, that's possible. No, a mum is only a mum that's nicker that you could see on the person.
It's a mum. I mean, he has an eye, but you
don't
see.
Yeah, I suppose. Gemara asks why a broken leg is a psul. So Gemara says, because when he walks, you can see that he can't walk. That's called nicker. So I had this clear, if somebody who has a metal rod in his leg in place of the bone, whether that's called a mum. It's nafkamina if I'm a balmum could sing in the base of English. I don't know. I don't have a femur bone. The bone from the knee to the hip, they removed 30 years ago. And Baruch Hashem, they put in a titanium rod, and I get around. So, what's the halacha? Somebody would be a mum. The femur is broken, and it doesn't heal. Then it's a mum. It says it's a mishnah. And the Gemara is Eisner Nikkur. It says Nikkur when you walk. So what happens if somebody has a metal rod put in? Does that make him ois balmum or not? What? No, seriously speaking, I don't know what.
All the mum will get healed.
When Mashiach comes, the mum will get healed. So it won't be a problem. But so, what? So it can't be true. I learned the sugyas. There's no possible mum that a pacemaker would make. That story can't be emes. I don't get it. Yes, they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky if being a lefty is a mum. He said, "We'll see when Mashiach comes. Mumen will be healed. If the lefties stay lefties, we'll know it's not a mum. If the lefties turn to righties, then we'll know that it's a mum." That's what I meant. Anyway, the shaila. I mean, it's a serious shaila. I don't know what the halach is. So I'm not sure if there's a mum for a lefty. You haven't seen it doesn't prove. Even I haven't seen it doesn't prove it. We have to look. The Rambam's lashon is that a mum doesn't pass the levi. His lashon is halevi eino nifsal ella bekoil. A levi, he's really talking about a zikta. There's no psul by a levi, elo b'koyel, only if his voice is not, he seems to say his voice gets old, then it's not where it should be.
Could do the other
way, this probably. Getting back here, the sma brings two shittas. Why is a summa b'shtei enof pasul? So the Sma, it's the fourth line on the page, towards the end of the line. Zayin, b'shtei ein apostle, kivin the lekuli alma, belaila osur ladun. He says, it's a svara. We paskin, you know, they do a din Torah, tchilazi, you know, start a din Torah, belaila. Ulezeh, b'yamah, belaila. For this blind man, day is like night. So since day is like night, an incredible chiddush. He says that the psul of Asuma Bishteinav is a psul of Laila. I know he's a Kavachaymer, but it's like a Mamatzinu. Just like Laila is possible, that's possible. Vayim Prisha. Uba Irshushan. Irshushan is the Lavush. I told you once, Irshushan's name was Mordechai Yaffa. And he named all the Sfarim after Psukim about Mordechai. Lavush comes from the Pasuk Lavush Malchus. Yershushan is one of his svarim. So his Sefer HaChosh Mishnah is called Yershushan. It will be Yershushan Yalef, Suma B'shtein of Pasol, Midi'iskish Dinam L'Negayim. He says it's a Hekish. We find a Hekish Kol Riv V'Kol Nega, U'makish Chosh Mishnah to Negayim, and by Negayim it says L'Chol Mari Einei HaKayin. The Kayin looks at the Nega. It's not good enough for a Kayin. If the God of Adar tells him, I saw it, and it's a nega, and he says, the God of Ador is not a kayin, it's not good enough. He has to see it. He can ask the God of Ador, the Mishnah says, what the din is, but he has to be able to see it. L'chomari ain't a kayin. So we learn it out of, Suma b'shtein apostle, this Christina Malagayim, loidak. He says he's wrong. The Yeshusha is wrong. The Abbeperik, the Echadine Mamin is, Kamar Ayi Mishnah, Yechidoihi, V'lasilchaz HaKavaseh. The Gemara there says, the Mishnah that says, V'makish dinim t'negayim, that's Rameyer, Yechidoihu, V'lasilchaz HaKavaseh. So, not only that, Mandem Mapik Maha, Hakesha, Sri'le Ephilus M'Bechamein, Apostle Ayin Sham, Diozim Apostle B'Yechamein. So Memela, he disagrees. So we have two reasons. Either Hekish tonight, or the Irshushan, which a number of Achrayim hold is the Iker, that Wamakish Chayshemishbat to the Goyim Nafkamina Wamakish Dine Torah to the Goyim. Again, the Sma's reason is If Laila is possible, Asuma is possible, because even by day, to him, it's like night that he can't see. The Irshushan says, no, it's Xeris HaKasiv, it's a Hekish. Well, Makish, Chayshemishpat, Dinim to Negoim.
And
the Hekish is stronger. He's saying, you don't need the Hekish. The Hekish is Yechidai, is Rameyer, and we don't need the Hekish. Nafkamina is, if you can do Seif Din, B'lit Chilas Din. If you start a Din Torah, and in the middle of the Din Torah, he becomes blind. So if we learn out of Laila, we said Seif Din could be B'Laila, as long as Chilas Din was B'yay. If we learn out of Negayim, by Negayim, no part of it could be done by a Suma, and then it's possible no matter what. Why? So it's also from Xeris HaKasiv. So we had in Simon Hay, we had we're not done by Laila, and there it also had to do with seeing. Let's see where it is. Ain't done in Balaila. Because over there, I'll remind you in a minute. Ain't done in Balaila, Yafin Begamara, Mikra. Rabba Rami, Siv Shaftu Asam Bechaleis, Siv Biyayman Chileis Banan. So, Haketza Zelet Chilas Din, Yayim Let Chilas Din, Laila Saifdin. So, that's Xeris HaKasiv, Biyayman Chileis Banan. And then Nafkamina, did it. Remember, we had the Taz, he said, Apisvara, if you have Avukais, that you should be able to do it by night. But he says, I'm afraid to pass in such a Chiddush. But the smile learns is because of darkness. So here also he learns because of darkness. And Mimela, he says a blind person by day has the same darkness as everybody else. Belila, and Mimela, Mimela it's a psul. Now, You say your own drasha, or okay, it could be you're right. I don't know. Nala meina eida, but that's not talking about mom. It's talking okay. At any rate, the Darach Hashulchan is matmiya on the sma from a Gemara. The Gemara Menachis says, so in the blot there, the mems, tzitzis comes after. First has tefillin and mezuzah, and then has tzitzis. By tzitzis, it says, ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. What about a blind person by day? It says, arisa maisai, by tzitzis. So laila is out. So Gemara says, what about a ksus suma filabiyayim? So the Gemara says, Yeshnai Beriya Eitzel Acherim. Reason why is that people could see it. So the Darach HaShulchan says, well, what is the Sma talking about? The Sma is saying, if Laila is possible, so a blind person by day is the same as everybody else by night. But the Gemara wants to say that by Tzitzis. Reason why say, Sus Laila is Pata, Susuma B'yayim is Pata. No, Yeshnai Beriya Eitzel Acherim. So you can't say a Kal B'chaimer or a Mamatzinu from one to the other. So they're not Darach HaShulchan is not Nicha. They want to answer the Kasha that it's a Das Yechidai, that maybe it's not a Das Yechidai. Okay. So there's a tumble about which reason. There's a, like I say, a Knapper Nafkamina. The only nafkamina, which I think Pesachei Tshuva brings here, is the nafkamina of somebody who started the din when he wasn't blind and ended the din when he was. The big question here is how blind is called blind. People, when they get older, people's eyesight Chazal call it nechlash marionayim, people don't see as well. And the question is, like in America, there's something called legally blind. People who can see, but don't see well enough. How blind does blind mean? If you learn out of Laila, it says from the Sma that it means that everything's black. Okay, now it's pitch black by night, but it's like night. It would seem to be a complete darkness to Pasul. So in the Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, which is the second column, he does bring Maram Mekaybis on this Shaila. The second column, about 5-6 lines down, B'shteina Pasul, I am B'sefer Birkei Yosef Shekasav Im Einai Suma Mamish Rak Sheko Shtei Einav Hainu Shechalash Ra'is Einav Ach Yachal Lirais B'kuli Amalach Eli Is Dayan. That's the Chidah. The Birkei Yosef says he could be a Dayan. Ayin Shamay Dadas Ray Paiskam Absalom Besuma B'shtei Einav Efshel Farish Hainu Ma'adam Ragalim Rosheshes B'ksum. Okay, separate memory. Glasses. I mean, without the glasses, a lot of people would be, yeah. But you see, even without the glasses, you don't see well. It's not like night. It's not black. A person just can't see details. The edges are all fuzzy around the edges. It's not, the way the smell learns that it's Dumya Delilah, it should have to be a blackness. That's a severe blindness. Most blindness today are people who see outlines of others, but they can't see details. So, okay, from the Sma, at least it's Mashma, it has to be some type of nearly complete or maybe complete blindness to be a psul. Okay, so that's Siv Beis. Mamzer is kosher, Sumishnaim is pasul. Siv Gimel. Yeah, we don't start the Torah by night, even with lights. Even when there are lights, we don't start the Torah by night. If the two sides agree, if they do a Kenyan, you couldn't be mishabed yourself for anything. But we don't do Tchilas Din at night at all. We always do Tchilas Din by day. In Kabbalah Seydis, we try to do by day. It's sometimes hard to get the sides together, but... They continue at night. They continue at night. There's safety. The Siv Gimel. What about a cotton? Which cotton was a dayan? King. Yeshua HaMelech was a dayan at 8 years. He became king. Yeshua HaMelech became king at age 8. And his grandfather, Menashe, had corrupted all the Sifrei Torah in Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara's Losh is Kader Asgaris. What? Shlomo HaMelech at age 12. Shamel, the pasuk says he was a judge for 40 years and he died 52 years old, so we understand he was 12. By Yeshua HaMelech, he judged from age 8. When he was 18, 11 years into his malchus, they found the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zara. The Kayadim had hidden the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zara, and then it was discovered. That's where it was discovered, turned to Bechu Kaisai, and he got everyone to do tshuva. And once he found, imagine the godless of that generation. Once he found the Sefer Torah, he was able to learn Choshev Mishpat correctly. He didn't have a Sefer Torah, he paskin based on his own das. When he got to Sefer Torah, he knew how to darshan the psukim. Imagine, you're learning Parshas Mishpatim, and you learn Dina de Garmi, and Dina de Grama, and all these things. So he went back to all the things he paskin for 11 years, the ones he paskin wrong, because he didn't have a Sefer Torah. He went back and paid back the people that he cheated. So he was good for his whole life. Yeshua HaMelech was always good. Yeah, you're confusing him with Yayash was sitting in the Kashkash. You tried to fool me, but well, Yeshua was that's Yirmiyah bent over him, and the pasuk says as his nefesh left him. So that's the Sif Gimel. Yeshayim she'ene ray ladin ben yud ches ulamayla. Some say you have to be 18. What's 18? We'll see in a minute. The vevish desaris yeshayim ben yud gimel ulamayla kasha afil aloy vevish desaris. Imagine. Some say 18, and he has to be a gadol, and some say 13. Afilu loy hevish tesaris means you rely on chazaka de rabba. We rely that either he has or if he had, that the tesaris might have fallen out. What's the age 18? So it says in the sma near the end of the narrow lines, ben yuchesu lamayla, osu gava beguvrin. Then he's a mensch with a little gevura to him. Yesh be kayach lahatzil ha'ani miad gaizloi. And he's got the backbone to save an ani miad gaizu. Shu echa miyamidah shetzrichan liyaz b'dayin. A dayin has to have nasos. He has to be able to state his case. So memela, the first shita holds he has to be 18. The second shita holds even if he's 13. Even without Shtei Saris, because we hold that and it's interesting, to be an aide you need Shtei Saris, but to be a dayin, this shita holds even without Shtei Saris. So when we say that Yoshio HaMelech Paskin, so it would be with Kiblo Alayu, because he was a katan, either Kiblo, or it's interesting, it says second teretz that there's a Tysus. Tysus says the Dairus Arishainim, the Lashon I think is just like they gave birth younger, their Seichel matured younger. That Tysus and Hedrus says Dairus Arishainim Gidimul Ahailit, since they were Magdim to give birth, so this Gagul Mishmaina Shana, they already considered Gedailim from 8 years old, Gabe Seichel to be able to. To Paskin Din. That's what it says. What? But he became king of a non-Jewish country, so it's not five to halacha. But you could bring a raya from Yayash, was Taka 3 years old when they made a melech. He was probably a region king. But
doesn't
a dayan
have to be married with kids?
So, that's Dina Fashis. No. That's Dina Fashis. That's Dina Nefashis. That's not Dina. Okay. Sivdalit Isha. We'll leave the ladies for next week. Give me a session. Okay.